The way it's written in the book, the Lou Reed King of New York book that we've been talking about all morning, is that, you know, John Cale needed to be kicked out of the band, or he and Lou Reed needed to be separated in order for Lou Reed to continue to develop as a songwriter. I feel like that what Wilhelm May was saying in the book was that, you know, John Cale was sort of going in one direction that Lou Reed didn't want to go in, maybe a little too experimental and maybe a little too outside, avant-garde even. And Lou Reed was, you know, remember his roots were in like doo-wop and hip, not hip-hop, doo-wop. So he wanted to kind of explore that more. And just as we heard on Stephanie Says, he had more of a pop sensibility than Cale. And so I think that was interesting. So the band wasn't necessarily weaker without Cale. I always thought they kind of were, but they actually were not, as Lou Reed really got to dig into some of the other directions that maybe Cale wouldn't have tolerated. All right, so up next, let's hear this from Loaded, Oh Sweet Nothing, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Nothing at all. a song called New Age. Waiting for the phone to ring. Diamond necklace on my shoulder. Waiting for the phone to ring. Lipstick on my neck and shoulder. It seems to be my fancy to make it with Frank and Nancy when over the bridge we go, looking for love. Over the bridge we go, looking for love. I'll come running to you, hey baby, if you're on me. Today, look to me that they're made of ivory. Had a funny call today. Someone died and someone's married. You know that it's my fancy to make it with Frank and Nancy when over the bridge they go, looking for love. Over the bridge we go, looking for love.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Murder Mystery. That's it. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO from the Velvet Underground. And, you know, it's funny, that track was actually, it's like a poem written by Lou Reed, of course, and they were all like Doug Yule, Stirring Morrison, and Mo Tucker, they were all kind of contributing the vocals to that track. But after the Velvet Underground was done, or after Lou Reed left the Velvet Underground, technically it wasn't done when he left, He decided to devote himself full time to poetry, and he did a reading where he read this track, the lyrics or the poetry that was recited in the Murder Mystery. It was a poem that stood up on its own, and he read that in front of an audience during like a poetry slam night or whatever. It wasn't called Poetry Slam back then, but you know what I'm saying. Before that, it was New Age Live for the Velvet Underground Live with Lou Reed, 1969, beginning to see the light. Also from the Velvet Underground, and Oh Sweet Nothing from Loaded, sounding a lot like the Allman Brothers or something from the early 70s. I don't know, that record is somewhat problematic for me. It's sort of, I can't really decide if it's really their sound, or if it's, after having read the book, I wonder now if my respect for that record has changed. It's sort of not the same. Maybe it's just them trying to be somebody else. I don't really know. Maybe Lou Reed was confused. Sometimes he was. All right, up next, it's this. I haven't played a lot of my favorite tracks. I don't know why. I've just been saving them for the end, I suppose. This is Heroin from the Velvet Underground on Nico, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Death of me.
wife, and it's my life. Because a maniac to my vein leads to a sinner in my head, and then I'm better off than dead.
Her mind first. kiss the boot of shiny, shiny leather. Shiny leather in the dark. Tongue the thongs, the belt that does await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip, in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes in bells. Please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That's Venus and Furs from the Velvet Underground and Nico. And prior to that, Candy Says from the Velvet Underground. White Light, White Heat from the album of the same name, and Heroin from the Velvet Underground and Nico started that set off. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This is my second in what we think will be a four-part series devoted to Lou Reed's biography, The King of New York, written by Will Hermé. And, you know, Candy Says, Lou Reed was ahead of his time in so many different ways. The song Candy Says, written about the trans community, a transgender member of the Andy Warhol factory crew. And he was also ahead of his time in, speaking of music, White Light, White Heat, which I really feel like foretold a lot of the noise rock that came after. This is like the first to really be as noisy, that whole record, really. All right, so what's up next? We don't have a lot of time, but I want to get in two songs. This one, Rock and Roll, live version. One of my favorite late Velvet Underground songs from the 1969 Live with Lou Reed, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she put on the radio, there was nothing happening at all. Then one fine morning she put on a New York station. She didn't believe what she heard at all. She started dancing to that fine, fine music. You know, her life was saved by rock and roll. It was all right. innocent when she was just 5 years old. There was nothing happening at all. Two TV sets and two Cadillac cars. Well, baby, they won't help you at all. And one fine morning she heard a New York station. She didn't believe what she heard at all. She started dancing to that fine, fine music. You know, her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputation, you could dance to a rock and roll station. And it was all right. It was all right. Here she comes now.
So that's rock and roll. That was live from the 1969 Live with Lou Reed collection. And that's actually a two-volume set, which I didn't really realize until just now. So I'm about done here in 1,000 points of Light. Thanks for listening to me in my part two of what we think will be a four-part series devoted to Lou Reed, inspired by his biography written by Will Hermé, the King of New York. You know, it's interesting that the Loaded record is just Lou Reed's effort to have a success, because it's like, you know, they had so many problems with their record label, with MGM. Who even knew they had a record label? But I think they owned Verve, who was affiliated with the Verve of the jazz record label note. And, you know, they just never pushed them. They never had money to promote them. And some of the songs could have been more popular, but Loaded was an effort by Lou Reed to have a success. And the song Sweet Jane, which is on that record, is probably his most successful song from that era. So we're going to hear that right now. That's going to be our last song of the morning. Stay tuned for Something About the Women. I'll see you here next week. Happy 2024.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Studs Bearcat gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ! Something Jack, he is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, ooh, the radio does play the classical music, their jam. March of the Wooden Soldiers, all you protesters, you can hear Jack say, get rid of here. CJ! Come on, baby. CJ! CJ! Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people say, watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones.